Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Monday morning of what continues to be the long slog of winter.
As you know, David, the great philosophers have told us for a long time that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. I suspect in our new weather pattern, it's coming in like a lion and going out like a lion.
To that end, some snow overnight and slick spots on the road.
Especially between Great Barrington and West Stockbridge. Boy, that was nasty.
Be careful out there. Well, speaking of towns, some towns in New York's southern tier are raising the idea, Alan, of seceding to Pennsylvania. Members of the Upstate New York Towns Association hope the idea will result in something good for a struggling part of the state. New York's southern tier sits atop the same gas-rich Marcellus Shale formation that has allowed Pennsylvania and other states to ride the fracking boom, and of course, it's now banned in New York State.
That's right, and I think for good reason. But there are landowners who are going to lose out because of this ban, and they look enviously over at Pennsylvania, some of whom, you know, sell their land and go to Florida or go to other places. But how about all the people who are left there who are worried about contaminated drinking water and everything else that led both the health commissioner and the environmental commissioner in New York State to say, those people in Pennsylvania want to do it. That's their lookout. But believe me, Pennsylvania has been studied to death, and there are people who will take both sides and tell you what the results have been. But why take a chance on your drinking water? That, it seems to me, is the major issue here. They can talk secession all they want, but it ain't going to happen.
Meantime, teachers have been holding rallies around the state, Alan, protesting Governor Cuomo's education proposals, and hundreds are expected to converge on the Capitol late today to protest over reliance on standardized tests and other issues.
Well, you know, Andrew Cuomo has made a real thing out of attacking teachers and education. And I just don't see it as a smart political move. He does. I don't. And here's the thing. The idea of testing everybody to see how effective they are is just ludicrous. We have never developed a test that is going to allow somebody who goes into a challenged school district to be judged on the same level as somebody who goes into Scarsdale. Let's face it. It just isn't fair. And the great heroes of our time are those teachers who take on these challenges, who go into classrooms which are very difficult, where there isn't the right kind of parental support that you might want. And, you know, they have to do it all, and they don't deserve to be hit on. I can tell you right now that these are good, gentle people who are not political and with the quotes around it, but who really are dismayed that this governor is doing this to them.
State Senate Republicans want Governor Cuomo's celebrity chef girlfriend Sandra Lee to publicly disclose her finances. She insists none of the company she owns has business before the state.
Every once in a while, you get a really great story that makes you giggle, that makes you laugh, that gives you a good feeling. The governor wants the legislators, that's how it started here, for their wives, correctly, to fess up how much money they're getting because it's a way of funneling money to legislators. But he also wants their girlfriends. Hey, wait a second. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, obviously. And so the idea that you'd ask legislators to tell what their, quote, girlfriends are getting and not ask the governor to do the same thing is outrageous. I'm a big fan of Governor Cuomo's when it comes to living with Sandra Lee. I think that's very smart of him. People live together all over the United States now, and he had guts to do it. But the fact of the matter is, you can ask legislators to tell what their girlfriends are getting, and you got to do the same for the governor.